The lights are on red. We're away.
Hi, welcome to MotoGPOD, the internet radio show about motorcycle road racing. Today is Friday, September 25th, and this is episode 196. My name is Jules Cisek, and I'm alone today, and this is going to be a very short show because Jim was suddenly unavailable to do a call. I didn't have too much material anyway. It's been a fairly slow week news-wise. So I was almost opting for not having an episode at all, but we're trying to keep this on a weekly schedule. So here we go. We're going to do this quick one. I'm going to start with some reader mail. Scott Horan wrote in and said, regarding Estoril, it's assumed that Stoner will be back. What if he isn't? If he does return, at what level of performance commitment? He's no longer in the title hunt for the first time in a while. What's his current motivation? Ducati would almost be better to let him miss the rest of 2009 and return next year. So, yeah, very interesting. Thank you very much for the email, Scott. Livio Supo has issued a statement a couple of days ago that Stoner categorically is going to be at Estoril. And frankly, I do think he's going to be there. But like you, I think that because his motivation is going to be, I think, to prove that he's back after his little fishing trip there that he took. But I also would not be surprised if he didn't do so well. It's been a long time since he's been on the MotoGP bike. It's only been 3 races, but it's been 10 weeks. And also, you know, we have to take into account the fact that Ducati is, you know, kind of toying with Pacini. Pacini's been testing with Ducati. There's a reason why they're doing this. They're hedging their bets in case Stoner does not come back. So no matter what Livio Supo says about, you know, definitely Stoner coming back, we won't know until Friday, a week from today at Estoril, to see if Stoner is actually there and how he does when he swings his leg over the bike. The silly season is kind of winding down. We've had a couple of final question marks filled in. Last week we were just talking about what would happen, you know, with Ben Spies, whether he's going to stay in Superbikes or whether he's going to go to MotoGP. And now it looks more and more like he is actually going to come to MotoGP next year, regardless of whether he wins the title in World Superbikes this year or not. Despite the fact that this is constantly disputed by various people close to him, including his mom, that is still is a question mark, but it does look like Tech Trois is going to be a Tech Trois with the two Texas riders, Colin Edwards and Ben Spies. So I just wanted to run through the entire grid as it looks right now for 2010. Start with Fiat Yamaha, because for sure we have Rossi and Lorenzo there. Yamaha Tech Trois. Colin Edwards has definitely signed. The big question mark is Ben Spies, but it looks more and more, like I just said, you know, that he is going to be riding at MotoGP, so he'll be with Tech Trois doing his 1 year of on a rookie team that's as required, and then setting himself up for 2011 to move up to the factory team. And this is causing, I think, a lot of interesting waves, because Valentino Rossi is already upset about the fact that he's got to share the bike that he feels he's developed with his closest competitor, Jorge Lorenzo. And now you bring in Ben Spies, who's, we don't know how he's going to do MotoGP. A lot of racing fans will tell you that there's very few. There hasn't been a World Superbike champion or even anyone who's done extremely well in World Superbikes that has been able to move over to MotoGP and dominate enough to win a world championship. You know, is Ben Spies going to be that guy? We don't know. We talked about this a little bit last week. Three, and, you know, let's not count Edwards out. He's still one of the best riders in the MotoGP paddock. Yamaha have a lot of good riders, which is great for Yamaha, not so great for some of the riders, especially Rossi, who I think is starting to feel like every time he makes an improvement to the motorcycle. And when I mean him, he and his team, Jeremy Burgess and that entire team, when they make a positive adjustment to the motorcycle and, you know, it is immediately transported to the other side of the wall to Jorge Lorenzo and a few races later to the Tech 2 team. And now you've got your closest competitors on that bike. It can get a little frustrating. And so these persistent rumors of Rossi possibly moving to Ducati when his contract runs out in 2010, something that I totally didn't think was going to happen. A few weeks ago, I would not have believed it, but now I'm starting to see how that could happen, how could it play out. So definitely would be very interesting to watch that. Anyway, let's move on to Honda. So Repsol, we've got Pedrosa and Dovizioso. Nothing's changing there, although the Pedrosa signed the contract only for a year with an option and made it fairly clear that he was signing it only because he could not get a ride with Yamaha. That's a pretty big deal. I think he wants a championship winning bike, don't they all? Honda Gresini has the Italian duo, the Italian Marco duo, Marco Melandri, Marco Simoncelli. And Simoncelli has been in the news this week because he is going to be, now, I actually don't know if 100% if he's going to be racing in the World Superbikes, but he is definitely riding the Aprilia RSV4 and at Imola. And it looks like he may be in the races, which is really very cool. You have to consider that his 250 championship is probably out of reach now. Mathematically, it's not, but... him having scored no points at Misano because of his crash means it's very unlikely he'll be able to take the championship, so he's starting to play around a little bit. Aprilia has been after him, trying to get him to join World Superbikes, their World Superbike team. He opted to go to Gresini, but this little wild card ride, it'll be fun. I mean, it'll be, if it really happens, if he actually is able to race, he's going to be replacing Shin Nakano. It's going to be really fascinating to watch. So I'm looking forward to that. Remember that it's this weekend. And then we've got LCR Honda, who've signed Rene Dipugne again. And there is a small possibility of a second LCR bike, which would probably go to Hiroshi Aoyama, because Team Scott, despite the lack of results from Tomachi, are probably going to keep Tomachi due to his sponsorship money. Moving on to Suzuki, Loris Caparossi is definitely signed. Alvaro Bautista is definitely signed. Those guys are definitely done, which means Chris Vermeulen is out of a ride, and the latest is that he's going to back to World Superbikes. Not sure what team yet. Ducati, well, Stoner is supposedly returning, so Stoner and Hayden should be the team again for 2010, whereas Pramac is probably the least sure thing right now on the grid. We've got, let's say second. We'll get to that in a sec. Looks like Mika Kallio is going to be on that team, although there hasn't been anything official about him signing, but I wouldn't be surprised if that he was going to sign soon. Whereas the second seat is pretty much up for grabs. Lots of riders could be vying for that seat. James Toseland, who obviously lost his ride on Tech 2. Alessio Spargaro, who has subbed for Mika Kallio while Mika Kallio was subbing for Stoner. and has done really well in Ducati, obviously, is a good choice. I still think that Tony Elias might be considered. He is asking for a lot of money from all the teams that he's shopping himself around with, but who knows? He might take a pay cut. And we know he's done well in the Primark before. He's been on the podium with it, so I think he's a good candidate. And then we've got the fifth Ducati, which is the Aspar, and that's Hector Barbera, and that's a done deal. And so there is this other unknown that's even more of an unknown than the second seat in Primark, which is of the possibility of a whole new entry in the form of the BMW project that was abandoned in the 990 era, or actually maybe it was in the beginning of the 800s, but anyway, FB Corsa. And the bike exists. There are some photos. I'll have a link in the show notes to those photos. And the rider that's currently being considered for that, or is most closely tied to that bike, is Alex De Angelis, who otherwise has no ride in MotoGP. I'm going to leave it at this. Remember, it's World Superbikes and Imola this weekend. Haga and Fabrizio have both re-signed with Ducati Xerox for next year. And if Ben Spies does come over to MotoGP in 2010, well, then maybe even if he wins this championship, Haga will have one more chance, because I don't see that much competition. Well, you never know. Actually, Honda and Jonathan Rea and those guys are getting very, very fast. But and especially if we have some of these guys like Vermeulen, possibly Toseland, returning to World Superbikes, they might give Haga and Fabrizio a run. But in general, I think that the Ducati is currently the best machine in Superbikes. And if Ben Spies is not there, it'll be a battle between Fabrizio and Haga. But that's next year. This year, we've got a couple more races left. And this weekend, it's Imola, which is a historic racetrack. Really looking forward to seeing that race, especially if we see Simoncelli out there on the Aprilia RSV4. Okay, that's it. I'm going to cut it short right here. Sorry for this short show. We'll be back next week, and we'll make up for it, I promise. Take care. Ciao.